会有Jonathan 喺我哋当中正道嘅。如果大家记得，可能好几十年前咧，都系佢都喺台上面唱儿童诗班嘅。依家神咧就呼召咗佢成为我哋嘅牧者，恩典嚟嘅。佢今日嘅正道题目咧系基督教唔系宗教。经文咧系记载喺路加福音15:11-24，我请 Christine 用英文读先。
We're going to now do the scripture passage reading from Luke chapter 15:11-24. Jesus continued, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of the estate.' So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, 'How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants." So he got up and he went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son." But the father said to his servants, "Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." So they began to celebrate. Jesus continued.
《路加福音》第十五章第十一节。耶稣又说，某人有两个儿子，小儿子对父亲说，父亲，请把我应得的那份家产给我，父亲就把财产给他们分开了。没过几天，小儿子就收拾一切到远方去了。他在那里生活放荡，挥霍钱财，他花光了自己的一切。那个地方又发生了严重的饥荒，他就穷困起来。於是他去投靠当地的一个居民，那人就派他到田里去放猪，他恨不得拿那些猪正在吃的豆荚来充饥，可是没有人给他。他醒悟过来说，我父亲有那么多雇工，他们的食物都充足有余，我却要在这里饿死吗？我要起来到我父亲那里去，对他说，父亲，我犯了罪，对不起天，也对不起你，再也不配称为你的儿子，把我当作你的一个雇工吧。于是他起来往自己父亲那里去，他还在远处时，他父亲看见他，动了怜悯之心，就奔跑过去，扭住他的脖子亲吻他。儿子说，父亲，我犯了罪，对不起天，也对不起你，再也不配称为你的儿子。父亲却吩咐奴仆，快拿袍子帮他穿上，给他的手戴上戒指，双脚穿上鞋子，把那头肥牛犊牵来宰了，我们要大吃一顿，庆祝一番，因为我这个儿子是死而复活，失而有得。他们就马上庆祝。我们请 Jonathan。
Pastor J. Chop.
Testing. Testing. 1, 2, 3. Cool.
Testing.
Alright, good morning church. 弟兄姊妹早晨。So usually I preach in English. Okay, 冇所謂。
大家早晨。Pastor Jonathan 係通常係用中文嚟到，用英文嚟到講道。
不過我今日覺得篇道咧，我好想好清楚嘅 communicate 俾我哋成間教會嘅會友。
However, I feel implored that I should be trying to articulate the sermon as clear as possible to the entire church.
咁所以我今日會用中文嚟。
So he will preach in Chinese.
Then Stephen will 帮我翻译英文。
And I'll try my best to interpret.
咁喺旧年，喺旧年总会宣教年会 Global Impact Week， 大家记唔记得 Ken Graham 牧师同我哋分享咗一个关于基督徒使命嘅信息咧
？For those of you who were present last year during Global Impact Week, you may recall our speaker, Reverend Ken Graham.Who actually preached about the mission of a Christian.
他引用《使徒行傳》一章八節，有人記得呢段經文啊？
He quoted Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Anyone remember the scripture?
Okay. 英文崇拜嘅會友應該知道，因為係我哋今個月嘅金句。
So for those who attend the English congregation, you should be well conversed because that is our monthly verse.
嗰段經文係。呢段聖靈臨到你身上時，你們就會得到能力，並且會在耶路撒冷、整個猶太和撒瑪利亞地區，直到地極作我的見證人。
You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
當我哋讀到呢節經文嘅時候咧，好多時會專注喺見證人呢個字。
Quite often when we read about this verse, we focus on the word witness.
畢竟基督徒嘅使命就係要做見證人。
Nonetheless, the mission of Christians is to actually be Christ's witness.
不過仲有嘅喎。
But there's more.
仲有能力呢個字。
And then there's the word power.
同埋並且呢個字。
And also the word and.
唔知大家記唔記得 Ken Graham 牧師好強調並且呢個字原文嘅意思
？If you recall, last year Reverend Graham he focused a lot on the word and。
大家記唔記得係咩意思啊
？Do you know what it meant in this original version？
好，係啦，並且意思就係並且。
That's right. And means and。
唔係或者。
And doesn't mean。Or,
不是可能
or probable,
是並且
and means and.
而且上半節講到很清楚當聖靈臨到你身上你會得到能力
And the earlier verse talks about that when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will receive power.
我想問一問如果你今早覺得你是充滿能力的可不可以舉一舉手、啊、
So if you feel like you actually filled with power, can you raise your hands today?
Okay, 充滿能力在每日為神作見證。
So every day that you're full of power to actually be witness for Christ.
哦，都有幾個，好。
Yeah, there are a few.
咁其他冇舉手嘅人呢
？So what about all those who have not raised your hands?
我咁問係因為聖經好清楚話俾我哋知。
The reason I ask is that the Bible clearly tells us
能力。神圣超自然的能力在圣灵临到我们身上的时候就充满我们的生命
The power, the divine power when it comes upon us that we will be filled with the power
我想问一下我们这里谁是有圣灵的充满的同在的呢
So can I ask who are the ones that actually filled with Holy Spirit
应该是所有的 大部分的人的
In theory, it should be most of us, bulk of us.
咁我哋又有个矛盾啦。
So then, therefore, we have a discrepancy.
我哋有啲人系信咗耶稣嘅。
Some of us we believe in Christ.
生命已经交咗俾佢啦。
We've already committed our lives in Him.
领受了圣灵了。
We've also received the Holy Spirit.
但是还未曾经历过圣灵赐给我们的能力。
And yet we haven't experienced the power of the Holy Spirit.
我要讲清楚。 每一个信徒都已经拥有这份能力的。
I just want to emphasize that every one of us as Christians, we already possess this power.
以弗所书1章11节清楚写到, 神预定我们在基督里得基业。
In Ephesians 1:11, it already said, in Christ, we have also obtained an inheritance.
基业的意思是包括这种能力去活出一个伟大的属灵生命。
Inheritance includes this power so that we can live this amazing, powerful life.
你是有的, 因为当你接受耶稣做你救主, 你已经得到这个基业了。
So that from the moment you receive Christ as your personal Savior, you already receive this inheritance and this power.
但是圣经也都教导, 这个能力是需要属灵成长去经历的。
But the Bible also tells us that this power also requires for us to actually experience our spiritual growth.
落到第18、19节, 他说,
in verse 18 and 19, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he was called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us to believe.
我读中文，我求我神使你们心里的眼睛明亮，可以知道啲咩？佢嘅呼召使人有怎样嘅希望？佢嘅基业喺圣徒当中有多么荣耀嘅丰盛，同埋佢向我哋信佢嘅人显出嘅能力系何等浩大无比？希望丰盛嘅基业。 浩大无比的能力都是我们信徒有的。So
the hope, the rich inheritance and the incomparably great power, these are all possessed by us Christians.
但是只是透过属灵的成长，我们的心才会明白体会这个现实。But
it's only through our spiritual growth can our hearts be enlightened of this power.
我相信圣经教导我们是被圣灵装备，生活充满力量。
I truly believe that we are equipped by the Holy Spirit so that our lives can be rich, can live in a powerful way.
而且这个不是一个象征式的力量。
This is not a symbolic power.
是一个真是充满力量的生活，完全将生命 改变的力量。This
is actually a powerful source for us to live through our life so that we can actually feel transformed.
这个力量可以将人从沉溺和罪恶的捆绑得自由。
So that we can actually be released from our addiction and our binds and our chains so that we can be freed.
从情感伤害中得释放。
Through our emotional harm be released.
让破裂的关系得到和好和恢复。
To reconcile any broken relationship.
带来建立生命的敬拜。
So that we can establish a living worship.
得到造就的团契。
So that we can actually be encouraged in our fellowships.
有效充满能力的祷告。
So it's actually through a powerful and powerful prayer.
将人带到耶稣基督救主的面前。
To bring people to Christ.
哇, 这样的力量真是一个美丽的愿景啊。
So that is what power and that's what the vision for us to have.
我相信这个呼喊，这个渴望，这个追求伟大被圣灵充满生活的渴望，存在于我们所有人的心中。
I truly believe that the desire, the yearning for this Holy Spirit and for this powerful, it's amongst us all.
而且是在我们年轻人的心里面，这个渴望响得最大声。
And more so amongst our youth for this yearning and desire.
是年轻人跟我们说，我们social够了。
The youth have told us we've done socializing.
我哋唔想为咗翻教会而翻教会。
We don't want to come to church for the sake of coming to church.
我哋自细就听咗咁多关于神大能嘅故事。
Since we were little kids, we already heard about all this amazing power that God has.
将海分开嘅神。
That God can split the Red Sea.
打败巨人嘅神。
God can actually overcome the big giant.
海面上行走嘅神。
The God who can actually walk on water.
医治病人嘅神。
The God who can heal.
寻找被遗弃嘅人嘅神。
And the God who actually seek the lost.
我哋想遇见呢位神。
We want to meet this God.
我哋想认识佢。
We want to know him.
我哋想经历佢嘅能力。
We want to experience his power.
我哋想，我哋想我哋喺教会做嘅嘢喺呢四埲墙以外，发挥一啲影响力。
We want to actually influence beyond the confine of our four walls.
但系我哋一个礼拜又一个礼拜我哋嚟。
But we come week after week after week.
冇人揾我哋倾偈。
Not anyone came and approached us to have a chat.
我哋只系唱几首歌，听个讲员讲道。
Perhaps we sing a few songs and we'll listen to the sermon.
冇人同我哋祈祷。
No one came and pray for us.
冇人想认识我。
No one came to really want to know me, get to know me.
冇人去照顾我，听我嘅困难。
No one came and look after me. No one came and listen to my challenges and the struggles that I had.
我哋嚟希望遇见神，我哋走乜都冇经历到。
When we came to church, we hope, we yearn to meet God, and yet when we finish worship and we leave.It doesn't seem that we've met anyone.
但是容许我说其实这样的感情不单止是我们的年轻人的。
Perhaps such sentiments and emotions are not just confined to our youth.
讲到我们的成人其实我们又有几多位弟兄姊妹都是每个礼拜回到来都是希望遇见神得到鼓励但是听完一篇听完就唔记得嘅道表面上倾咗几句偈就要离开呢
Perhaps the same sentiments echo in our adults. We come, we listen, we sang songs, we hope to meet God, and when we finish, we have a bit of light banter, and then we try to remember and forget what the scripture was the day before.
我哋个个都渴望教会系充满意义。
Every one of us,desired and the church be filled with meaning.
但是很多时翻教会变咗好似一件日常琐事咁。
And yet, when we come to church, it became like a ritual, a habit.
一个群体如果充满之前形容嘅嗰种嘅来自圣灵嘅能力。
A community, if we talk about the early ones, the community that's filled with the power of the Holy Spirit,
一个在每一日的每一刻经历神的大能的群体。
A community that experiences God in every moment of our daily lives.
一个群体被神的能力充满到我们在黑暗里面成为明灯。
A community that can actually be filled with such power that we can be the light on the darkness, in the darkness.
我相信我们可以成为一个这样的群体。
I truly believe we can become such community.
今日是我们教会的第32周年。
Today is CACC's 32nd anniversary.
即是说是我在这间教会的第27年已经27年了。
So that means, Pastor J. Chow has been here for 27 years.
虽然我还年轻在这段时间我都见过很多东
西。Although he's young, but he's seen a lot.
有好有不好。
There's been highs, there's been good and not so good.
不过当我睇深一啲
，But when I actually when he looked sort of a bit more intensely，
当我睇到我哋嘅心
，When he looked into our hearts，
我都知道我哋寻找紧嘅
，He knows that we are still seeking，
我哋盼望紧嘅，我哋渴望紧嘅
，He knows that we are still yearning and hoping，
我哋揾紧嘅系想去经历神喺我哋生命里面彰显。
We're seeking for the God's power so that we can actually have this powerful Holy Spirit dwell in us. We can be this church.
一间蓬勃兴旺嘅教会。
A thriving, vigorous church.
一间系一个迫切需要希望嘅世界作盐作光嘅教会。
A church that has actually been desperately trying to be the light and the salt of this world.
我哋可以成为一间嘅教会。
We can be that church.
我哋只要认识到一个基本嘅真理。
All we need to know is to understand one basic truth.
基督教唔系宗教。
Christianity is not a denomination.
Religion.
Religion.
Sorry. 基督教唔系宗教。
Christianity is not a religion.
宗教被定为一种信仰体系，佢嘅仪式同埋实践。
Religion is an array of
信仰 beliefs.
Beliefs and it's a system of beliefs and rituals and practices.
Thank you. 宗教嘅基础，宗教嘅基础系你信啲咩，同埋你做啲咩。
The fundamentals of religion is what do you believe and who do you believe.
宗教会话你如果信啱嘅嘢，你做啱嘅嘢，咁你就得啦。
So religion says that if you believe in the right thing and do the right things, then you'll be okay.
宗教会问神系乜嘢，同埋我要做啲咩。
Religion might actually say, "What is God and what do I have to do?"
宗教会叫你接受一系列关于神嘅道理。
Religion will ask you to actually believe in a whole array of beliefs.
宗教会叫你每个星期日翻教会。
And religion will actually ask you to come to church every Sunday.
咁样嘅宗教系法利赛人嘅宗教。
Such religion is the religions of the Pharisees.
咁样嘅宗教绝对冇办法赐人生命。
Such religion can never ever bestow people a life.
更加唔可能带嚟改变生命嘅能力。
And not to mention that it's impossible to actually.Change or transform our lives.
基督教不是一个宗教。
Christianity is not a religion.
基督教是一个关系。
Christianity is about relationship.
关系被定义为两个人之间互相影响和彼此成长。
Relationship is defined as between two people establish each other and to grow each other.
一个关系的基础是你是谁和对方是谁。
The fundamentals of a relationship is who you are and who the other person is.
一个关系不会问神是什么，会是问神是谁。
A relationship will not ask about what is God, but rather who is God.
一个关系会问我怎可以更加深地认识对方。
A relationship means that how can I actually get to know the other person deeper?
一个关系会叫你只要带你自己来就已经够了。
A relationship will define as you just bring yourself along. It's enough.
耶稣在他的事工体验了这个真理。
Jesus' ministries proven such beliefs.
宗教的仪式从来冇被耶稣睇重。
Jesus never looked upon religious rituals.
耶稣所寻求嘅人
，the people that Jesus seek，
系税吏
，the tax collectors，
被鬼附嘅人
，the ones who are demonic possessed，
病人
，the sick，
悲伤嘅人
，the one who are heartbroken，
妓女
，the prostitutes，
罪人
，and sinners。
点解呢啲人呢
？Why these people？
因为呢啲人系迫切渴望与佢哋嘅创造者建立一个关系嘅人。
Because these are the people who desperately yearn to have a relationship with their creator。
喺历史里面，神以唔同嘅方式启示佢自己。
Throughout history, God manifests himself in various ways.
今朝我要专注喺其中一个启示。
And today I just want to focus on one
revelation.
Revelation.
父神。
Our Heavenly Father.
路加福音，首先我哋今日嘅经文，路加福音记载耶稣嘅一个比喻，系关于两个兄弟。
Today the scripture Luke and Luke talks about the two brothers。
我哋今日就净系睇细嗰个仔。
So today we just want to look at and focus on the younger brother。
我认为好多人都已经好熟呢个故事噶啦。
I'm sure everyone of us are very familiar with the story。
喺呢个比喻里面，个细仔要求爸爸将佢嗰份嘅家产分俾佢。
In this parable, the younger son requests his father to give him his share of the inheritance.
我哋明白咧，佢咁样做咧系好不孝嘅。
We understand that this is really bad news. You just don't ask for your inheritance.
就系因为佢咁样问法咧，其实佢个意思，佢背后嘅意思就系好似佢讲紧话，阿爸，我想你已经死咗啦。
So perhaps.His motivation is that, hey, Dad, you might as well just die now.
咁但係個父親都俾佢喎。
But yet, the father still gave it to him.
跟住個細仔就生活放蕩，揮霍錢財。
So then, of course, he lives up and spend up large and squandered all his inheritance.
结果佢冇钱，地方又发生饥荒，佢只能帮人放猪嚟搵食。
And yet, so of course he became poor, and yet faced with a famine. So all he can really do is to look after and rear pigs for people.
以色列人唔会放猪噶。
Israelites will not rear pigs.
因为猪系不洁净嘅动物。
Because pigs are unclean animals.
一个以色列人要放猪，可以话系佢人生嘅最低谷。
If an Israelite has to rear pigs, it will probably be the lowest and lowest of their lives.
嚟到呢一点，佢就醒悟过嚟，决定要翻屋企。
So at this point, he then woke up. He realized that he needs to go home.
佢明白佢唔配得做儿子，所以佢决定求佢爸爸俾佢做工人。
He appreciates he's no longer deserved to be called a son, so he went home.Hoping to become the servant.
其实他知道就算做工人他都不配得做。就算做工人他都不配得做。
So he realizes that, even if he just be the servant, he's not a deserving.
但是当他爸爸见到他过来见到他回来的时候他怎么样
And yet, how did his father react when he saw his son coming home?
他做了一些不可思议的事。
He does some miraculous,It's an overwhelming reaction.
第一，个爸爸跑出去见佢。
So first of all, the father ran towards his son.
以色列男人咧唔会喺街度跑嘅，因为太过失尊严。
So Israel men will not run because it's you lose your dignity.
更加唔会为一个败家嘅儿子咁做啦。
Let alone.The one who actually wasted half your wealth.
第二，佢揽住佢，锡佢。
The second point, he hugs him, he embraced him, and he kissed him.
表示呢个真系一个从心底发出嚟嘅欢迎。
This means that this is not just an act, but it's actually an outward representation of his true love and his feeling.
第三，当个仔开口认错，佢都仲未讲完，个父亲就已经叫佢仆人快啲攞件袍、戒指、一对鞋俾我个仔。
And the third point is that before the son can even confess and sought for forgiveness, the father already asked the servant to bring the robe, to bring the sandals and bring the ring.
袍代表尊严同埋荣誉。
Robe.Symbolizes dignity and glory.
戒指代表权力。
Ring 代表 ring. Ring means authority.
同埋鞋代表儿子嘅身份。
And sandals signifies the status of being a son.
个父亲咁样做，佢系想话你真系你仲系我个仔。
So all these simply means and reflects that the father said, "You are still my son."
第四, 他叫仆人, 去准备肥牛。
And fourthly, the father asked the servant to prepare the fattened cow.
即是肥牛呢，只会系隆重嘅场合先至会食嘅啫。
Only in very, very special occasion will you actually slaughter a fattened cow.
即是这个是一个很大的庆祝。
So this means that this is a very, very important celebration.
所有这些东西，他都做给这个败家的儿子。
The father did all these for the son who basically wasted his money.
在场的父亲、母亲，你们感不感受到？ 这个父亲对他的儿子的爱是有几咁伟大呢？
So for all the parents, the father and mothers amongst us, can you feel how amazing and the love that this father possesses?
你感唔感受到？
Can you feel his love?
虽然我自己都仲未系父亲，但我都可以想象到呢种嘅爱。
Even though Pastor Jonathan's not a father yet, so he can still feel such love.
在座有孩子的父母，相信更加能够感受到一个父亲对儿子的爱有几深。
So for those who are parents among us, then we can truly appreciate and feel the power of the love this father has for his younger son.
是一个无条件的爱。
It's an unconditional love.
一个永不止息的爱。
It's one everlasting love.
你感不感受到？
Can you feel it?
神 就是这个父亲。
God is this father.
神是你的父神。
God is your heavenly father.
他对你的爱就是一份这样的爱。
His love towards you is such unconditional love.
一个父亲对儿女的爱，因为你就是他的儿女。
So this is the same love that our heavenly father has for us because we are his children.
神是你的父神。 这是一个关系，不是一个宗教。God
is your heavenly father. This is a relationship. It is not a religion.
你们做父母的，你对子女有怎样的希望呢？
So as a parent, what kind of expectations do you have for your kids?
我相信你会想他有好的行为，有礼貌，学业，事业成功。
Of course, naturally, you expect them to be well-mannered, study hard and be successful in life.
但所有这些东西背后，我相信有一个更加深的希望的。
I'm sure, but behind all these, there's a far more deeper expectation or hope.
是什么呢？
What would that be?
是不是他做家务呢？
Is it because they can do house errands?
是不是他有知识呢？
Is it going to be about knowledge?
当然不是啦。
Of course not.
我相信你对你仔女最大的希望 就是他会追求和你有一个好的关系。
I sincerely hope that you will be hoping and aiming that they can have a very good relationship with you.
他会抽时间出来去和你聊天。
That you expect your children to take time out to have a chat with you.
他会愿意听你的教导。
That they would be willing to listen to your teaching.
你希望有一天你对你仔女的盼望可以实现。
You do hope that one day it will become reality of such expectation.
如果我们做人都希望我们的子女有这么丰富的关系，都和我们的子女有这么丰富的关系。
So as a human, if we expect such fabulous relationship with our children,
那神，你天上的父亲 是不是更加希望他可以和你有一个丰盛亲密的关系呢？
So don't you think that our Heavenly Father would want and expect to have such intimate relationship with us all?
他有多么着重你回教会？
Do you think he really paid that much attention whether you come to church?
就是好像你有多么注意你仔女做不做家务？
It's similarly this, do you really care whether your kids do the housework?
他有多么着重你背不背到圣经的知识？
Do you think he really focuses that much whether you can remember and recite all the scripture?
就好像你有多么留意你仔女背不背到你自己过去的故事。
Or do you expect your kids to be able to retell the story of your life?
是，这些是，有些是需要的，譬如孩子要做家务的。
Perhaps some of them is necessary, like you, they do need to do housework.
是，我们要回教会的。
And yes, we should come to church.
但是，我们不可以用这些东西做我们关系的基础。
But none of these can become the basic fundamentals of a relationship.
好像你会想仔女抽时间出来跟你聊天，神，你的父神都好想你抽时间出来去跟他聊天。
Just like as parents, we hope our kids will spare us some time to have a chat with us. Our Heavenly Father expects the same.
神都希望你会全心全意的去听他的教导。
Our Heavenly Father also hopes that we will listen diligently to his teaching.
神都希望有一日他对你的盼望可以实现。
He too hopes that one day his expectation of us can be realized.
所以弟兄姊妹，你们感不感受到神父神的心呢？
So brothers and sisters, can you feel our Heavenly Father's heart?
你感不感受到他对你的爱有几深呢？
Can you feel the depth of his love for us?
我们所做的事，包括崇拜教会这些事，如果不是建立在你与你父神的关系这个基础上面，是没有意思的。
Unless it's built on the fundamentals of this love and relationship, everything else we do are meaningless.
你与你父神的关系就是基督徒生命的基础。
The relationship between you and our Heavenly Father is the fundamental of our Christianity.
咁我哋点样可以建立好呢个关系呢？
So how can we build a better relationship?
咁我哋可以睇下我哋点样同我哋身边嘅爱人建立一个好嘅关系啊。
So perhaps we can look towards ourselves and see how we build up a relationship with our loved ones.
无论系父母、女朋友、男朋友，甚至一般嘅朋友。
Whether it's father and son, boyfriend, girlfriends, or just close friends.
要建立好的关系，只是要一起约会啦。
So to establish a good relationship, of course we date.
一起花时间啦。
We spend time on each other.
一起倾偈啦。
We chat.
一起学习啦。
We learn.
一起开玩笑啦。
And we tell jokes.
咁爱的关系就建立起来了。
And that's how you build up love, a love relationship.
同样，当我们同神约会，
Similarly, when you have a date with God,
花时间同神一起倾偈，
When you spend time to have a conversation with God,
一起开玩笑，
To even joke with God,
那就会建立起来你同神的关系咯。
And that's how you can help to build up your relationship with God.
但听到咁讲，可能觉得有啲奇怪。
Well, perhaps it sounds a little bit strange.
同神约会咁有咩意思呢？
How do I have a date with God?
同神开玩笑系咪好唔尊敬咧？
Well, if I joke with God, isn't that very disrespectful?
我唔知我同我爸爸开玩笑会唔会好唔尊敬咧？
I don't know whether you will find your kids joking around with you will be disrespectful.
所以是有点难形容的。
Yes, it is a little bit hard to describe.
但是可以试下另外一个方法去想。
Perhaps we can approach it differently.
约会、倾偈、开玩笑这些事是不会同一个陌生人做的。
One thing for sure is that you will not be dating, joking, or even having a thorough conversation with a stranger.
所以如果你发觉啊，你跟神冇呢种亲密你同唔到神有呢种亲密嘅交往。
So when you realize that you don't seem to be having such intimate relationship with God,
咁你就要老老实实去面对呢个问题啦。
Then you have to really face this, the hard truth about this.
神系唔系陌生人呢？
Is God a stranger?
你究竟是知道神啊， 定係你係認識神呢？
So the question, the real issue is, are you aware of God, or do you know God?
所以今日嘅實際應用係其實係功課。
So perhaps today's application is some homework for everyone.
如果你發覺其實我唔肯定我認唔認識神喎。
Perhaps if you are not sure whether you really know God,
你可以咁樣試下開始。
Perhaps you can start with this.
祈禱嘅時候，認神為你嘅父親。
When you pray, you acknowledge God as your Heavenly Father.
佢係你嘅父神。
He is your God.
Father.
Father. Your Father.
Your Father. Father. Your Father. 對你嘅愛嘅希望，好似你對你嘅仔女一樣。
That, like just like our expectation of our children, he has the same expectation on us.
而且我確實知道。
And I know for certain.
當你尋找神，你嘅父親。
When we seek our Father.
好似個比喻入邊個父親一樣，佢會跑出嚟去揾你。
Just like the father in the parable, he will run towards us.
他会揽住你，锡你，欢迎你来到他面前。
He will embrace us, kiss us, and to celebrate our arrival.
我们可以成为一个充满能力为耶稣作见证的群体。
We know we can become this power-filled community.
我们做得到一间带来释放医治的教会。
We know we can be the church that can actually bring healing and release.
一间造就同坚固嘅教会。
A church that can actually build up and
strengthen
church.
一间用祷告击退黑暗权柄嘅教会。
A church that uses prayer to deter and drive out evils.
我们可以成为一间这样的教会。
We know we can be that church.
就是始于我们每个人认真的检讨。
It starts with every one of us to examine ourselves.
去回答这条问题。
To how to respond to this question.
父神对你来说是谁呢？
Who is the Heavenly Father to you.
你有几咁渴望加深你同佢嘅关系呢？
How thirsty are you to deepen that relationship?
你明唔明白称呼佢为父系咩意思呢？
Do you understand when you call him Father? What does it mean?
好似以弗所书保罗咁祈祷，我都想祈呢一个祷。
Just like in Ephesians, Paul said this prayer.
我求神使你们心里嘅眼睛明亮，可以知道佢呼召使人有怎么嘅盼望，佢嘅基业喺圣徒当中有几咁荣耀嘅丰盛，同埋佢向我哋信佢嘅人嘅能力系何等浩大无比。
I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance and his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe.
Amen.
Amen.